Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We're here live every day for one reason only. That's to receive your phone calls and address your questions with the Basic Gospel. We've opened the phone lines for you right now at 1-800-677-9377. So if there's a question or something you'd like to talk about, why, call right now, 1-800-677-9377. The Word of God can help you experience true freedom and life in Jesus Christ, and this is your invitation to hear how the Basic Gospel intersects with your life every day. Hear it, believe it, live it. It's Basic Gospel. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Advertisers, marketers, you know, when they're putting out products and all of those sort of things, they have this slogan that drives how they position a product. What's in it for them? Mm-hmm. And they're asking that question about their consumers. Consumers want to know what's in it for me. Mm-hmm. And that's just who we are as people. We're always concerned about how this is going to benefit me. Well, let's ask that of the gospel message. What's in it for you? What's your benefit? Well, Colossians 3 gives it in pretty stunning terms. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved. What's in it for you as far as the gospel message is concerned? The fact that you are a member of God's chosen people, the fact that you are holy, set apart from the world, and the fact that you are dearly loved. That's what the gospel has for you. Have you come to know the gospel message? Have you come to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? If you have, then you are one of God's chosen people. You are holy, set apart, and dearly loved by God. He's always loved you, but now you get to experience that every single day of your life. Yeah. There's every kind of product out there that'll meet every kind of need you possibly have, but none of it compares to the love of Jesus Christ. Man, receive that.
Yeah.
Set your feet firmly into that love and just rejoice in it every single day. Wow, what a pleasure to wake up every single morning and say, I'm dearly loved by God the Father, yeah, as evidence through Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And then go to bed at night with those same words on your lips. I am dearly loved by God the Father. That's the good news of the gospel, and that's what's in it for you.
Basic Gospel.
Yes, indeed.
This is Basic Gospel, everybody. Call is beginning to come in, but still plenty of room for you. 1-800-677-9377. That's why we're here live to address your questions or take you into the Word of God for the answer or the solution to your particular situation. 1-800-677-9377. Lines are open right now.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Jersey City, New Jersey, and talk to Dennis listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Dennis.
No, it's Kenneth. Good evening.
Oh, hi, Kenneth. Nice to hear from you.
Okay. Oh, no problem. Peace, joy, and blessings upon you and your family. Thank you so very much for taking my phone call, my message here. Basically, it's a question that I see that there is just so much conflict in the Christian families, and it is really saddening. I'm wondering, how is God going to deal with the so-called Christians who believe themselves to be holier than thou and self-righteous, especially when there's children involved? I'm going through a divorce with my wife. This is something I never wanted, but she has done this to me and my children first, you know. And the children, of course, are, you know, we are stewards of our children, and we are supposed to always teach them the right way and the right things to do. And I've never done anything wrong to my wife as far as being physically, emotionally, or spiritually violent with her, any of those things. But she, no justification, no provocation. She just laid it on me. I don't want you here. And this is like, and she has been told by a pastor of our church that you're walking down the road you really shouldn't be walking down. And I hear more and more that the family, Christian families, are going through the same type of struggles and conflict, and it is like so heart-wrenching because I see other so-called denominations or religious people, they don't act that way towards each other. And, you know, as far as Christianity is concerned, they look at us and they're laughing. It hurts my heart.
Yeah. So, Dennis, you're going through a separation. She wants you out of the house. Does she want a divorce? That's what she's asking for?
Well, we've been separated. She wants a divorce now. I said, no, that's not what God, that's not what God wants. That's always things out, you know, through communication and through prayer and supplication. This is what she wants, though, because she feels that I'm not as religious, quote unquote, as she is. So she wants a divorce. I never wanted that.
Yeah. Well, Kenneth, as far as, you know, what the Word of God says about marriage, you know, if you're married, stay married. Try to work it out. Be reconciled one to another. And I would just encourage y'all to try to find some help, try to find some wise counsel from a pastor or somebody that can work with you and help, I think, surface the real issues, the real problems, and provide some biblical solutions, provide some hope for you. Because in Christ, yes, there's always hope.
I believe that 100%. Yeah. She's always so, but she has already said she does not want any reconciliation with the pastor of her church. Her church is something that I had took on in my life when we got married, that I would go to your church, and I did that. And one of the pastors in the church, when she came to the household, told me straight to my face. And I'm like, why would you say something like that? I'm not here for you. I'm here for her. I know her. You, I don't know. But I'm saved, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm a saved individual. And you're supposed to love me like you would love somebody that you've known for 20 or 30 years just as much. You love me just as much as you've known that person for 20 or 30 years. You're supposed to love me just as much. But don't be here for me or for her. Be there for the family, to help this family. And this is what this pastor had told me straight to my face, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, that's a sad commentary, Kenneth. Let me do this. You say you're saved, and that's wonderful. And you need to stay, you know, just right there and trusting your Lord and Savior, because in Him is hope. And so you never have to.
What is God? How is God going to deal with people who say that they're saved, but they don't walk the faith? They give the lip service, but they don't walk the faith.
Well, Kenneth, all that's going to, you know, come to an end at a point in time. You know, sometimes trials like this, Kenneth, that you're going through, a trial like this, as far as your wife is concerned, may be what God uses to surface in her that there's no genuine faith. There's just religion. There's just some rules and regulations, but she's never come to grips with Jesus Christ. And maybe in your own life, God will use this to deepen your faith. And so you can count on the fact that God is going to use this to work all things together for your good. That's a promise. That's His promise to us, His children. So we can take that to the bank. So it's sometimes through trials and tribulations that God gets our attention, that causes us to start asking questions to see if we really know truth or we don't know truth. So maybe that's the case in this particular situation. So God has everything in control. You can count on that, Kenneth. And
I believe that 100%.
And he's doing the work necessary. So keep looking to Him. Let me put you on hold. I've got a CD on marriage. I think it's The Mystery of Marriage. I want to send that to you. It might be something that you can listen to, that you can pass on to your wife, and it may be a conversation starter between the two of you, okay?
Thank you, sir.
You hold the line, Kenneth. We'll get that to you as quickly as we can.
And, Bob, we'll remind our listeners that we have a full online store. You'll find it at store.basicgospel.net, and that particular series, along with our books and other materials, are available. We hope you'll take advantage of the opportunity. We don't talk about it all that much, but we want to point you to it, store.basicgospel.net. Take advantage of what we have and resources to aid your spiritual growth and maturity in the Lord Jesus Christ. Right now, plenty of time on the clock, 1-800-677-9377, plenty of lines available. We want to hear from you and address your particular question, 1-800-677-9377.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go to Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and talk with Logan, listening to us on CHRB. Hi, Logan.
Hello. Yeah, my question, I'm actually not a Christian, per se, But I was speaking with one of my friends. I started going to a church recently, and he was saying that God is separate from, like, this known universe. Is that true, or is that what you believe?
Well, Logan, yes, I believe that. I think God is separate from the universe. It's much like a painter, you know, paints this wonderful masterpiece, and you know by, you know, his style and that sort of thing who it is, but that's not the painter. That's just his painting. And this universe that we live in, this is God's masterpiece. He spoke and it came into being. And we as humans were a part of that creative work that God did. And we were created in such a way to reflect his nature and his character and his goodness. We were created in his image, as Genesis would say. But yes, God would be separate from this universe. Now, there's other religious systems. I think Hinduism. They would believe that God is a part of this universe, that God is everything and everything is God, and that we get absorbed into that. And there's some other religious thoughts like that, right, Richard, as far as Eastern, some of the Eastern religions?
Well, you mentioned Hinduism. A lot of the Asian religions bring God into the mix in a way that you can't separate him.
So the deal is, if the universe was destroyed, God would still exist.
In our belief, yes. Hmm.
Right.
Interesting. All right.
Does that make sense to you, Logan?
I suppose.
To me, Logan, if God is just a part of this universe, It takes away the personal nature of who he is. But if we see him as separate from the universe, then we can see that he is a personal God and that he has something in mind for us individually. And so there can be a connection. If he's just, all a part of, if he's absorbed in the universe, he's a part of it, and we're a part of him and all of that sort of stuff, it takes away the personal nature of a relationship with God. And I think that's what the Bible declares, is that God created us so that we could be in relationship with him, so that we could truly know him in a personal, intimate way, and that we could truly reflect his character in our lives. And, one of the questions that's out there that many people have asked, if God existed and you knew that he existed, would you want to get to know him? And I think that's an important question, Logan, for you to weigh and to consider. If God exists, would I want to get to know him? And if I do want to get to know him, how? How am I going to get to know this God that's separate from the universe? How am I going to get to know him in a personal way? And that's where the gospel story comes into play, because God has made himself known in the person of Jesus Christ. God became one of us to show us who he really is. That's the great story of the gospel.
Interesting. Yeah, I've always taken it as, it's like, even in like the Hindu or Buddhism, whereas God is everything, then that is kind of also like a personal relationship, because you're experiencing everything as a part of God as well. But I don't know, it's a tricky thing. I've never thought of that before. That's been a disconnect between me and Christianity, I suppose.
Well, Logan, we'd certainly like to help you in this journey. I think you're just in a great position right now. You're asking great questions, you're exploring, you're looking at different ideas, different thoughts. But I think when you kind of examine all the evidence is certainly going to I think direct you to Jesus Christ, because there's something inside of all of us, Logan, that longs to know God. Ecclesiastes, Solomon wrote that many, many years ago, and he said, God has placed eternity in our hearts. We know there's someone out there that's bigger than us, that's beyond us. And this person who is out there, who is bigger than us, who's beyond us, wants to know us, wants to connect with us. He wants to be in our lives. He wants to be a part of what we're doing. Sin has separated that, but God has made a provision to take away sin in Jesus. And so the way to get to know him is wide open, and that way is through Jesus. As he explained, he's the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. So God has made this incredible invitation to each and every one of us to come to him, receive life, and get to know him personally in the person and work of Jesus Christ. That's what this gospel message is. And when we know God, and when you know what he's really like, when you know him as a God of love, a God of mercy, a God of grace, a God of forgiveness, and you receive that and accept that, then you can become fully human. You can live out all that God designed you to live out and experience in life. And I think that's a great proposition. That's why I've given my heart and life to Jesus Christ, because that's the only message that's ever satisfied my soul and has given me a measure of hope, not only for here and now, but for the afterlife as well.
Okay. Well, thanks for answering my question. I'll give you a call in a couple of months if I as my studies continue. How about that?
Well, please do, Logan. And we have some resources that might help you along in your study. I would love to send those to you if you would be open to it. And then maybe that can give us a basis for the next time you call, okay?
All right.
All right. You hold the line, Logan. Hey, I sure appreciate the call, and this is a wonderful, wonderful conversation, and thanks for your great questions, okay? You hang on.
Okay. And time remaining for your question, if you dial quickly, 1-800-677-9377. Again, 1-800-677-9377.
Love those types of conversations.
Yes, yes, there is nothing to be lost in a conversation like that. Ask good questions, think, let the chips fall where they may. God's more than capable of taking care of himself and leading Logan to where he needs to be.
Absolutely. And evidence, whether you're in the scientific community or whether you're in any other endeavor and you're trying to figure out the origins of life and the great questions of life, those biggies that we all ask, if you just let the evidence lead you and just follow the path, it's going to eventually lead you to God as revealed in the person of Jesus Christ. It's going to lead you to truth. I love Greg, our engineer. He shared his story not too long ago at our fellowship group that meets here in Carrollton, Texas on Sundays, and it was a quest for truth. And his whole takeaway as far as his drive to know truth was that truth eventually led him to grace, which eventually led him to Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. which eventually led him to new life, eternal life in Christ. So if we just let the evidence lead us, we're going to end up where we need to be, at the feet of Jesus Christ, saying, Lord Jesus, I need you. Thank you for dying to take away my sins. Thank you that you were raised to life so that I could have life everlasting. I humbly submit to you and ask you to be my Lord and my Savior and my best friend.
Yeah. Well, guys, a question from Lewis, who writes to us from Brooklyn, concerning Romans 8:28. He said, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him. The question, does this scripture apply for believers only? What about the unbelievers when they face difficulty? Are they alone to work things out? That's from Lewis in Brooklyn.
Well, it's pretty clear what this passage says, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. So it's specific to believers, isn't it,
yes.
Richard? It doesn't include everyone. It simply includes or speaks about those who love Him. A lost person doesn't love God. A lost person lives in rebellion toward God. That's our problem.
Yeah, and it's not that God leaves him to fend for himself. It's that he or she has chosen to fend for themselves.
Correct.
And God is always there saying, look, when you get tired of beating your head against the wall, I'm here for you. And if you'll accept him, then things will start working out for your good and his glory. But it's not that God, you know, throws a little tantrum and says, well, I'm not going to help you. He's begging to help, but we refuse so often to accept that help, and he's not going to force us to do something he can't, that we won't let him do.
Right. Absolutely. So I think the passage is pretty clear. We did have a great question a couple of days ago. Does God just start to work in our lives the moment we're saved, or has he been working in our lives all along? And I think any person on the planet, if they just open their eyes and use the right lens to see their past, they can see God's handiwork in their lives,
yes.
That he was orchestrating things to bring them to a point of faith and repentance. And oftentimes, well, we just totally discard those things. We shut our eyes to that. We live in rebellion to those things. And that's what hardens our heart. But the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We certainly need wisdom to have a proper reverence and awe of who God is, knowing, you know, his great power, his omniscience, all of those sort of things. That's what puts us kind of in our place and puts us in a good place to humbly receive what he has for us. But if we continue to live with a prideful heart, live as if we are the center of the universe, you know, all this gospel message doesn't mean anything to us, nor will we want any part of it. And I think that's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. Well, let's go to Ruby in Calgary, listening to us on CHRB. Hi, Ruby.
Hi. I really appreciate you allowing me to be on air with you this morning. I really needed some guidance lately. My husband passed away last month, and I've never had the spirit world come around me or ever sensed the spirit world around me. And since he's passed, like, I've literally had things, like, literally falling beside me. A big pile of papers on my dresser just went off the dresser. And this morning, a toy that was on the floor out of nowhere just flipped over. And I'm like, what's going on here? And I know he knew Jesus.
Well, that's scary stuff for you, isn't it, Ruby?
Well, yeah, because I always thought that because we knew Jesus, that he would go home. And I believe he killed himself with pills in Calgary. And
well, Ruby, let me do this. I feel the pain in your heart. I know that there's deep concern there, and we want to help you. We're about out of time as far as the program is concerned. Let me put you on hold, and we'll pick up and talk with you off air. Okay, Ruby, you hang on.
Thanks to everybody for joining us for this edition of Basic Gospel. Remember that this ministry is listener supported, and for your support of Basic Gospel in any amount this month, we have an excellent 3-CD series for you. It's called Profiles in Character. It's by Bob Christopher. In Profiles in Character, it's yours for a gift of any amount. To make your gift and request your CD series, call 1-800-727-2828 or visit us online at basicgospel.net. Again, that's 1-800-727-2828 or basicgospel.net. If you like what you hear on Basic Gospel each day, why, please like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at BasicGospelRDO. We also invite you to join our email list. By clicking subscribe in the upper menu at basicgospel.net, you'll get late news about the ministry, upcoming events, and all sorts of good stuff. So we encourage you to click subscribe when you visit basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, and the ministry staff, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow at the same time for another live edition of Basic Gospel. In the meantime, have a great evening in the Lord Jesus Christ. Bye-bye.